Mordor to Hogwarts to Gotham, the nerds have come together to create a show for nerds by nerds. Join nerds doing nerd things as they talk about all things nerdy. Stay up to date on the show by liking the Nerds Doing Nerd Things Facebook page.
What's going on, nerds? And welcome to this week's episode of the Nerds Doing Nerd Things by Will podcast. We are talking about My Neighbor Totoro. It's our second to last episode with our Studio Ghibli series. I didn't miss a beat with that, did I?
No, it's Totoro.
What did I say? I thought I said Totoro.
Totoro?
I am an American. This is a Japanese movie. But we are going to talk about it. I've seen it. Will says he's seen it. Susie has been dealing with a lot of seen it. Susie has been dealing with a lot of stuff, so unfortunately, she has not seen it. She's here for the second half of the episode when we talk about some cool shit that's happening.
Will? I'm here for emotional support.
I'm not going to touch that one. So, Will, we're going to start with you as you're oscillating with your soda in your hand.
I have a Diet Coke, and I feel nothing but shame.
Is that the only soda there?
Yeah. Yes, and it's the last one, and I'm off tomorrow, and I have no soda.
You have G Fuel.
I do. It is beautiful. I already had two today. I can't have another.
That's not healthy. Will, for what you remember from My Neighbor Totoro, give us your review.
The cat is a bus.
Yes, the cat is a bus and my second favorite character.
I just like the whimsy in it.
Yeah, this was a very laid back movie. Like, it's an easy hour and a half watch. The characters are fun. I really like May. May is funny. May reminds me of Susie and Susie throwing a tantrum.
Look, I threw one tantrum today. Leave my tantrums out of this.
I am not going to leave them out of it because, you know, they are funny and I'm really upset that we normally don't record them. But, no, this is a very, I felt, good movie. It's not like any of the others we've talked about, as you could see by the gigantic Totoro that James Fair has made for us in our cover art. But there's a lot of development with them in just an hour and a half that it gets you attached to them, and then they all go through a different form of character development. The oldest is literally playing mom while mom is in the hospital, and you see her kid come out when she finally sees Totoro, and that's a dog. And when she sees
Coleman, our favorite guest star, Rusty.
And when she sees the cat bus, but it's all about family and, oh, I shouldn't have said that, 'cause that we're going to trigger a bunch of Fast fans, and how they cope with everyday life and some struggles without having their mother with them.
I think most of the movies that we've watched so far really are about family. Like, how far will you go to save your family? How far will you go to save your village? Who is basically your family? Like, yeah. Yeah, thank you for yawning in my face.
I really liked it. I think it's a very easy watch. It's a fun watch. And out of all the ones we've talked about so far, it's probably like three or four on my list. Even though it's still really good. I think the only one I really didn't like was Nausicaa, but that's it. Will, you got anything else outside of cat equals bus?
You kind of got everything that was good about this movie.
Was there anything bad about this movie?
Not really. I think the pacing was a little weird.
Yeah. But
other than that, I actually don't think there was anything like.
Yeah, you brought it up. I think about three quarters of the way through this movie, there's about a 5 or 10 minute, like, where are they going with this kind of thing? Like, it's just hit a brick wall, and then once they get over the brick wall, it's smooth sailing to the rest of the movie. But it's not like turn it off because it loses you. It's just, it feels like it doesn't do what the beginning of the movie did.
Thank you. That was much better. Thank you for not yawning in my face.
Rusty. Turn around. Over here. Hey. Rusty. No, not working. Does he even hear it?
He does.
Oh, okay. Uncle, is that you? What are you doing here? But yeah, Susie, I would actually watch this. It's a...
He's looking at it. I'm looking at stuff that I'll kind of talk about in Nerd Report. I'm looking at Lord of the Rings stuff.
Yeah, don't make your version of the Nerd Report an hour. Kidding. But not. But yeah, Susie, I would go watch it. It's really enjoyable. The hour and a half goes by pretty fast, and I'm really enjoying how all these movies have really good characters. But
I got good storylines too.
Shall we talk about thy Nerded Report?
Next week we're talking about Ponyo.
Yeah, what? I've never even heard of this one.
It's Studio Ghibli, Little Mermaid, basically.
It really is. It's the one movie I wanted to see in theaters when it came out. And of course, I couldn't convince my boyfriend at the time to go with me to go see it. So
I told you I'd go with you to see it.
Was I dating you at the time?
No, you weren't. But you did had told me how you wanted to go see it. And I went, I'll go see it with you. And then we didn't. I was very upset.
Yes.
It's Little Mermaid of the Sea?
Yeah. That's Will and I are going to have to do a comparison between Ponyo and Bubbles.
Like Powder Puff Bubbles?
No, there's a Netflix anime movie called Bubble.
I don't know
where very this... good. You should watch it.
Okay.
It's parkour in low gravity bubble world with a Little Mermaid plot kind of in
there. I'm just trying to figure out how I got from Ponyo to Bubble.
I don't know, but we'll let you start with the Nerd Report because you're going to have most of it. I have two things on it, but go ahead, Will.
So we got a Nintendo Direct yesterday.
Yes, we did.
We finally got the first bit of in-game gameplay of the DLC for Scarlet and Violet, the Hidden Treasure of Area Zero.
I don't care. I can catch an APOM now.
Yeah, Susie has some weird obsession with APOM. So, to kind of summarize that, we got to see the four legendaries, the... Pheasant Dippity, Monkey Dory, and Okey Dokey, something like that.
Can we talk about that last one, though?
Okay. And then Ogre Pond. The second area, though, I think has the coolest in-game zone in all of Pokemon. It's literally like you go down into this terrarium, and it's like this biome caught up in like four different sections. Sections like there's a snowy area, a desert area, I think a forest area, and something else.
Have that in Sword and Shield? Where you caught all the Regis?
No, so the Crown Tundra wasn't like a biome like this. This is actually the whole map itself is this giant circle. Honey,
would it be comparable to the Safari Zone?
Yeah, it's kind of like a giant ass Safari Zone.
Okay. Because that's all I'm picturing in my head is the Safari Zone.
If any of the Safari Zones ever in Pokemon had biomes.
Yeah. No, they didn't.
But yeah, the easiest example is like a safari zone, but with the their sections of it are biomes. And then they gave us, and I'm gonna rant about this for 2 seconds because it's fucking horse shit.
Wait, so you're gonna talk about the gimme ghoul raids where we don't have an increased rate chance of catching a shiny gimme ghoul?
Hey, look, you gave us a fucking event for a shiny for a Pokemon that's been shiny locked and unlocked its shiny potential at the same fucking odds the rest of the raids are. Like, are you fucking stupid, Game Freak? Like, come on. Like, why do a promoted raid event where you allowed the promoted Pokemon to be shiny and not boost the odds like you've done with every single other shiny raid event ever? You stupid shits.
But yet you will still do it and all that stuff.
All I'm doing is I'm going around and doing the ones on my map daily. And it's only in the... So, the gimme ghoul can be in 1 to 5 star raids. The shiny can only be in 5 star. You only have the chance to get the shiny in 5 star raids.
And I'm only going to do the raids.
1 through 4 don't even matter.
I'm only going to do the raids because I don't want to evolve my gimmick coin.
Oh, it gets worse because guess what they don't give you as rewards? Coins? You don't get gimme ghoul coins. So you're not making your evolving your gimme ghoul into Goldango any easier because you're not getting the coins.
That's kind of stupid.
Oh, yay.
So what That's you're dumb. Saying is I'm not even a bother doing this shit.
However, I mean, it is really easy to body them. And I mean, you do get good rewards from it, but like not the rewards that matter.
All right, well,
if you really want Terra Shards for random Terra types and you want like the berries and like nuggets and money items and stuff like that, oh, it's a great promoted event for those items. But for what this event should have been, we got none of those.
All right, what else we got in the direct?
Peach is getting her own game.
So,
Peach is getting her own game?
Princess Peach is getting her own game. Yeah, so what
they
did is
they revealed that they are doing a remake of Super Mario RPG.
I thought that's a her game? I thought that was a Mario game.
No.
But after they revealed it, they had shown a tiny little like teaser clip and mentioned that Princess Peach will be getting her own game in 2024.
Oh, cool.
I'm also looking forward to Super Mario Wonder.
It's a new 2D Mario platformer.
Which if I was reading the reviews correctly, and Will can correct me, you can finally play as Daisy.
Yes, Daisy is playable.
Oh, is that the one where you can get 4 people?
Yeah. Like the new Super Mario Brothers Deluxe and Super Mario Brothers Wii U and Super Mario Brothers, like new Super Mario Brothers Deluxe that came out on the Switch.
Wario,
it's basically that, but it is it's an actual new game.
Wario and Waluigi are rumored.
Yep. I saw that. That looked pretty cool.
There's a new WarioWare game to kind of top off where she's saying Wario and stuff.
Wario.
Solid's getting a collection. Batman Arkham.
Damn it, that was mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to talk about that. Was really cool. Pikmin 1 and 2 are available digitally, and the collectors will come out later in the year.
So yeah,
And they're also getting a Pikmin 4.
Yeah, Pikmin 4. They've already shown a couple times, but this one kind of showed a lot more of what the actual purpose of the game is, like what you're actually doing. Like they've shown gameplay and stuff. But this time they really focused on, like, what you're going to be doing throughout the game.
So, yeah. Will, you're going to be able to help me with this, because you've played a lot more ports than I have. So, that Batman Arkham, where they're going to do all 3 games for 1 price for the Nintendo Switch, I don't know how that's going to work. I'm not worried about the graphics or the controls. I'm worried about the loading screens, because they are... no problem with consoles, but if you're going to go down to a Switch, I feel at least with Arkham Knight being an open world, they're going to have to make it so when you move into a section that there's probably a loading screen behind it. And I don't know if I feel like that's going to hurt the gameplay ability for Arkham Knight, at least. The other two games probably going to work fine.
So can I, before you go, Will, one of the big things that most of these game developers have been working on is figuring out how to condense games like that down into the Switch because it has the smaller components. But a lot of what the Switch has is similar to like what the PlayStation runs, what the Xbox runs. It's just in a, you know, compact form. So probably they're more than likely you're going to have more of an issue with graphics than you are with the loading screens.
And I wouldn't care about graphics. I'm more worried about the gameplay getting messed up.
I don't think the gameplay will get messed up, but I mean, I've seen Bayonetta get transformed into a Switch game, which runs better on Switch than it does on PlayStation, which was its original console.
The best way to kind of picture this, I guess, is, yeah, using Bayonetta as a reference. The Arkham games came out on PlayStation 3. I believe all three originally came out on PlayStation 3. Am I correct or am I wrong?
You are correct, and Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So think of it like that, where Bayonetta also came out for those original systems, then got ported to the Switch, and they run fine. I mean, there's like the frame rate's a little lower because.
But it's not noticeable. But I play Bayonetta all the time. It's not noticeable. I would rather play it on the Switch than on the PS3.
No, I'm happy they're doing it because it opens it up to a whole nother audience and it allows you to take it on the go if you don't have...
AKA, it gives AJ the excuse to play it again.
I don't know about that because I already have it for the computer, the PlayStation, and the Xbox.
But more than likely,
you're talking to the guy who owns Persona on literally every platform.
He's not kidding.
You're getting a look through...
He's not kidding.
Listen, I didn't pay for all of them. I got some of them for free. Games Pass, bitch.
Well, I paid for the computer one for $5 for all three games.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But I think the biggest thing you're going to notice is the frame rate. I don't think you're going to know, because like Bayonetta loading screens are exactly the same as they are on the Xbox and the PlayStation.
But my thing is like, which version... Which version are we getting? Are we getting the remastered versions, the Return to Arkham? Or are we getting the original copy versions from back in 2008, 2012, and 2015?
We are probably getting the most current versions somewhere.
So we're getting the Return to Arkham remasters for Asylum and City, and then just a port for Knight.
I would assume so, as that is the more current versions of the build. It's easier to do the current builds than to go back to the old ones.
So I didn't get to watch the direct, but when I was reading on the Batman thing, it said Return to Arkham. So,
well, then
I would personally think it's going to be the most recent versions. Because it's typically what they do, is they do the most recent versions is what they port.
Yeah, it's what they try to do anyway.
I mean, it's just things to look out for, because I know when it comes to Arkham Knight, that's a huge, huge game, and there's no loading screens whatsoever.
I'm sure they will show, as we get closer to Arkham's launch, we will get an actual glimpse into the gameplay. So, hopefully... and that'll kind of give us a better gauge on that. Detective Pikachu is finally getting its sequel.
Movie?
No,
the game.
Detective Pikachu was a game first.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, but it actually doesn't finish the Detective Pikachu story like the movie did. The movie actually completes the Detective Pikachu story, where the game didn't. The game was... only half of it, where the second game is supposed to finish it, but they said that they're going to have the second part have a bit of a different ending than the movies, just so there's more of a reason to play instead of, oh, I watched Detective Pikachu, I don't need to play the game.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a game first. I just thought it was a great idea for a movie.
Now, what else did we... What else is of note in that direct? I don't remember off the top of my head.
Well, then it's not of note.
Zelda Amiibos.
Yeah, Zelda Amiibos. That was really it, though. There wasn't a whole lot. But like they really brought all the guns to this direct.
This is actually a good direct for once. Like, most of the directs are usually just underwhelming stuff that no one really cares about, and this direct was like pure power. But this is also technically their E3 direct, so they always bring power to the E3 direct.
That was my favorite comment when reading up on the Nintendo Direct was, "Hey, Nintendo brought E3, not E3."
Also, rest in peace, E3.
I'm not too sad about it.
I'm okay with E3 not being here anymore.
I'm okay with it.
Why they keep just saying that they're canceling specific years when, like, at this point we know it's not coming back, because they just, like, I just read an article like 15 minutes before this, we started the episode, saying E3 2024 and 25 canceled. I'm like, all right, just say E3's not happening anymore, because it's clearly not.
You know,
and none of us give a rat's butt about it.
I don't. I used to, but then once we started getting studios and platforms that do what Nintendo's doing or what Xbox does or PlayStation, I like this better.
Once COVID hit and it forced Sony, Microsoft, all of them to basically do a Nintendo Direct instead of thing, all these companies were like, holy shit, this is so much easier.
The biggest thing I hated about E3 is that, like, instead of having like Xbox showcase, PlayStation showcase, Nintendo showcase, you'd also get the different platformer showcases. So you'd get, is Bethesda still a thing?
Technically, yeah, Microsoft
does theirs in tune with Microsoft now, ever since they got bought.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying, where like you get the different ones. Square Enix always had their own, but Square Enix I would always watch. It was the only one I could always tune into.
And even at that, Nintendo never really even did their own onstage thing. Nintendo always just did. You want to know what they showed on the screen at E3? The Nintendo Direct.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have anybody go on stage and stuff like that until they did the treehouse in the event hall, where they were just running the gameplay. They never actually did a stage show performance from what I've saw in E3. It's always just, here's a Nintendo Direct on a big screen. Okay, have fun.
I mean, that's essentially what PlayStation did too. Every time I watched it, is they had a guy come out and introduce it, and they literally, here's your PlayStation.
Yeah, but what they would do during like the big flagship titles, they would have like members of that game's team come out on stage and talk in more in depth about it, rather than just showing a trailer.
Yeah, well, Nintendo Direct has always done that, though.
Microsoft was always the big showman during it, because, like, I mean, when they did Cyberpunk 2077, they freaking had Keanu Reeves come on the stage to present it.
I still love that game. I really do. It's such a good game.
It's a good game despite its launch problems. Despite the problems it had at launch.
I never had an issue.
Fantastic game.
I never had an issue, but I was also on a Series X, so...
Yeah, but we also have to establish there were issues there, because, like, we have to feel bad for CD Projekt, right? Because it's not their fault the game had issues. It was them being rushed so bad.
Yeah.
The reason why that game had issues.
It bothers me when a group of fans were like, no, we want this game now, and if you don't give it to us now, we're going to blow up your building.
It wasn't the fans. It wasn't the fans.
They were sending death threats.
They were sending death threats about the state of the game.
Yeah, it was who
forced the game to launch was the stockholders and the publisher.
It wasn't the fans. The fans came in after when the game started crashing, and it was every console. It wasn't limited to just like one group of console, like one group. It was every console that this was launched on was having issues.
It was
not everyone. It was old gen
that really got the brunt of it.
Gen had it too, but it was rare. It was like 1% of new gen players experienced issues.
I knew people who had what AJ has, and they were having issues with the game.
I got lucky then.
It wasn't just limited to like one group. It was
no. It wasn't that you were lucky, AJ. It's just the people who experienced it were unlucky, because it was only 1%. Of new gen players who experienced any of the issues.
Yeah, so is there anything else that we want to cover?
Who likes Lord of the Rings?
Oh god, the magic Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I didn't even yell. You took your headphones off like I was going to scream, and I was just like, who likes Lord of the Rings?
No, my headset's making a weird noise, so I'm trying to figure out why.
Oh. So, any Magic Gathering players, you had your pre-release last week, but today kind of marks the official launch of Lord of the Rings, Tales of Middle-earth, Universes Beyond. So, have fun.
Have fun.
Because Wizards of the Coast stores, any like official Wizards like card shop can sell it today.
Yeah.
Where like regular stores like Target and stuff like that can sell it starting tomorrow, unless your Target is lucky and your vendor just put the product on the shelf because they don't know any better.
Sounds like you might know a Target that did that.
We don't call Targets and Walmarts.
They'll just throw it on the shelf because they don't know or care.
Oh well. Okay.
We know a couple Targets and Walmarts that did it.
That's funny.
I know. I hunted a bunch of Walmarts while I was in North Carolina, hoping some of them had it out because I was gonna buy some, like APAC.
So, before we close up shop, I want to give a huge shout out to one of the nerds that we talk to. But whenever it's wrestling time, my buddy Ryan Fry, the wrestling guru, has a raffle going on, and for the raffle, it's $10 a ticket, and if you are picked, it will get shipped to you. You are getting a exact replica of the WWE Championship. If you are the second person picked, you get a $200 gift card, and if you're a third picked, you get a $100 gift card. All proceeds go to the firehouse down in Hagerstown, so it's something cool that they're doing for that. They're also putting on a wrestling show September 9th. So if you're in the area, go check it out. What will?
Okay, I'm going to ask this question.
If I get picked first and don't want the WWE thing, can I then get the gift card?
Why would you want a gift card to WWEshop.com?
Son of a bitch! Because you say gift card, you didn't specify where the gift card was to.
Oh, it's,
I thought it was a generic gift card.
It's to WWEshop.com.
Damn.
But if you do get picked first, I will gladly take the championship belt.
So, all the proceeds are going to the firehouse down in Hagerstown. Maybe. Is it going to benefit the fire department to get like new equipment, or like, what's it?
I am pulling it up to make sure I'm not talking out of my booty hole.
Booty hole.
No, because I'm all for supporting firemen. I'm just curious what the
proceeds. All proceeds for this event go to the CVFD of District 12 Fire Department and EMS. So,
okay.
And it's Fairplay, Maryland. I'm sorry, not Hagerstown. So it'll probably go to them for training, for supplies, for all that wonderful stuff.
It sounds like a good cause. Everybody should go and support.
Yes, I already bought 4 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
One for Susie, one for Will, one for me, one for Jess. But they're all mine, so I just had to put...
It's okay. You can put whatever
I just put names on them because, you know, it's from the nerds.
Did you
would get whatever I want anyway. Because...
To steal the prize for yourself?
Well, I doubt Susie would want a championship belt or anything WWE related.
No, you can keep it.
She would probably just want to take a picture with it and then be like, here you go, AJ.
Pretty much.
That's basically it. I know my best friend very well, which is kind of scary, but that's besides the point. So, do I go first today?
Yeah, you go first today.
Okay.
Hey, you guys, this is 625 here from Lilo and Stitch. Some people think of me as AJ Coppola. I don't care. Just follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, Twitch at NDTA. Jalastar 15 and Xbox and PSN at AJ All-Star 15. I should have said AJ All-Star, but I'm a sandwich maker. What the hell do I know? Do yourself a favor. Go get yourself a hot fudge marshmallow tuna fish and ham sandwich. All right? Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
All right. Well, that was my outro. Will, where can people find you? Setting up an OnlyFans to fix your magic.
Maybe you're harassing Jocelyn to get our collector booster box.
It's an hour this time.
And Susie, what you up to? Where can people find you outside of stalking our Facebook?
Cleaning my house to get prepared for new arrivals.
Ah, yes. 'Twas forgotten about that.
Hmm.
All right, everybody.
Well, hey, you guys on Saturday.
Yes, I have no clue what time.
Okay.
Oh, you guys could probably just show up whenever.
I mean, sooner or later, I'll have a key to your house. Actually, the back door is just and in.
People that. I'm going to get robbed now.
That would what also for me to tell them where you live.
Have you?
Not on purpose if I have.
All right. You get to live.
On that note.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
From Mordor to Hogwarts to Gotham, the nerds have come together to create a show for nerds by nerds. Join nerds doing nerd things as they talk about all things nerdy. Stay up to date on the show by liking the Nerds Doing Nerd Things Facebook page.